Dr. Ron Ehrlich, well, as he is known, is affectionately known, of course. Dr. Ron is one of Australia's leading holistic health advocates, educators, and, of course, a broadcaster and an author and a holistic dentist. We welcome him to the program this afternoon. Hello, Dr. Ron.
Good day, Brent. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm very well.
Today we're talking about, well, something that I suppose is a problem that a lot of Australians suffer from, but not as many Australians are willing to tell their mates or their work colleagues that they suffer from: halitosis or bad breath. And I see some of the figures that you say in the research that you did at your clinic. 72%, which is almost two-thirds of Australian adults, are scared of having unpleasant smelling breath. One in five wouldn't tell another person that they had unpleasant breath. 93% have experienced bad or unpleasant smelling breath from another person. And the statistics just go on and on and on.
I know. It's a very interesting one, isn't it? A lot of Australians are suffering in silence. And it's a really interesting one. Relatively interesting topic, because it's kind of a metaphor for how we approach a lot of things in our society, in our healthcare, because it's also a $10 billion a year industry, and most of it is all about just masking a problem, and that's often the way we approach things pharmaceutically. But look, bad breath, as you say, a lot of people are worried about it. Very few people will actually mention it to somebody else. And the majority of Australians are concerned that they've got it themselves. It's a reflection of an imbalance of bacteria in your body, and most commonly in the mouth. Now, occasionally, it can be a reflection of something even more serious. For example, if you've got sweet-smelling breath, it could be a sign of diabetes. If you've got rotten egg-smelling breath, then you've got potentially liver problems. Or if you've got a fishy-smelling breath, you've got kidney problems, but they're quite rare. Mostly, it's about an imbalance in the mouth. And if you want to know whether you might potentially have bad breath, why don't each of your listeners now lick the back of their hand and then sniff it, and it'll give them an idea, just a little hint as to whether perhaps they may be. And if they have some floss by them, they might want to just floss a couple of teeth and then have a whiff of the floss itself, because in over 70, probably 80% of cases, the problem is emanating from the oral cavity. Occasionally, it can be coming from the sinuses and the nasal passages. There's a whole dietary problem with what's called small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, but that generally gives off a different kind of. The bad smells are a sulfur based smell. And so that is the rotten egg kind of smell that you do get. It's often coming from the mouth, and just taking products to mask the problem is really not the answer.
Okay, if you've been to the dentist and you've had your teeth cleaned and the dentist has given you a clean bill of health, but you still have regular bad breath, what should you do?
Well, I think you've got to explore what you're eating, first of all, because our microbiome, which is all about what bacteria are out of balance and why it's giving off this sulfur, this bad smell. Usually they're sulfur-based smells. It's about really the diet. I mean, everything comes back to, often does talk about the diet and are we feeding our friends or our foes? So that's the first thing, really exploring the diet. And it's not different from any other thing. It's the refined carbohydrates, it's the more acidic foods, that like carbonated drinks, even if they're zero. These are the kind of foods, sweets, obviously. I mean, these are the sort of things that promote the kind of bacteria. Now, there are two types of bacteria. They're called aerobic, and they're the ones that thrive in exposed to air, and anaerobic, which means they don't need air to survive. And it's usually the anaerobic bacteria that are the ones that are most implicated in giving us bad breath. So that's actually why you go in and you brush your teeth and you floss, because you're never going to get all of the bacteria out of your mouth. What you're doing is you're disrupting the bacteria and you're getting air into that area and disrupting the anaerobic bacteria. So I think it's a combination of, firstly, a good diet, And secondly, good oral hygiene. But primarily good diet is the key. And you know, you've got to also be listening to yourself. We had a program a few weeks ago. I know you and I talked about what sort of messages do your body send you. And if you're getting reflux, heartburn, indigestion, then there are digestive issues that you shouldn't ignore. If you're suffering from constipation or diarrhea, they're issues you shouldn't ignore. So it's not rocket science, Brent. It really gets back to some basics about diet and good oral hygiene, and then also exploring whether there is an underlying infection. I know you just said given a clean bill of health, but even sometimes we are surprised at what isn't obvious when we start to look more deeply into the oral cavity and some issues, particularly around the back of the throat as well, then, you know, there can be some real issues that could promote this bad breath.
Getting back to the statistics, I mean, what if you work with a colleague that has really bad breath and it's there all the time, every single day, the breath is just absolutely putrid. What do you do?
Well, you know, I think this is all about how we talk to each other. And, you know, if you turned around to me and you introduced me and I went, hi, Ron, this, and I turned to you and I said, Brent, you've got bad breath. Hi, Brent, you've got bad breath. That wouldn't exactly be the best way of telling it. But pulling someone aside and saying that you are concerned about their health because you've heard that bad breath can be a reflection of other more serious problems, I think you're actually doing them a favour. I think it's just a way of how you deliver the message rather than, you know, if you're delivering it in a group of people at a social function, probably not the best way to do it. But if you're pulling someone aside and saying, you know, I've just been reading about some of the signs that the body gives us, and I've got to tell you, you know, just letting you know because I care about you. So it's context. It's context, Brent.
I was just thinking of a way, you know, all those with good breath to the left-hand side of the room. So-and-so, what are you doing there? Get across to the other side. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, divide the room. Exactly. But listen, the message, I think, is getting these, I said, it's a $10 billion a year industry. I just don't think it's the way to deal with this problem. I think the way to deal with it is to explore those issues. And guess what? In the process of sorting out your bad breath, you may significantly improve your physical and mental health by changing your diet and improving your hygiene.
Quick question for you from Pauline. Pauline says, good afternoon, Brent. If you could take the time, could you mention my problem to your doctor this afternoon? I don't have bad breath, but I have a bad taste in my mouth. I have seen my doctor. She sent me to a dentist who said my mouth and teeth were in good order. Uh-huh. My sinuses are clear. I thought it might be a problem. I floss, I brush and gargle with 3 drops of tea tree oil in a glass. Do you have any ideas? Is it better than it's better than it was, but it's still there?
Okay. Well, again, I would be looking at digestion, and there's a condition called small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, SIBO or SIBO, and one of the tests that are done for SIBO is a breath test, and it's not about bad breath, but it's about either hydrogen or methane being produced by a particular type of bacteria in the small intestine. So I would be going to see a doctor, and this is a relatively new condition. Well, it's been around for a very long time, but recognized only in relatively recent times, and by recent I mean about 8 years ago, 2010, where a lot of information was done. So a lot of doctors are just not familiar with it. So you could explore SIBO, S-I-B-O, and then, you know, that's a whole story in itself.
Okay, and if you've had bad breath for a long time and it's not dental related, the best advice is to go and see your GP.
A GP that understands digestive issues.
Okay.
Because a GP that gives you an antacid or a protein pump inhibitor to solve digestive problems is just like the bad breath, masking the bad breath. That's not the answer.
It's so easy, though, to, I suppose... It's fairly easy to pick up. I think it is anyway. Fairly easy to pick up if you yourself are suffering from bad breath. You said lick the back of your hand and all that sort of stuff. But you can cuff your hand over your mouth, can't you, and breathe out and
absolutely.
Smell if you've got absolutely. Bad breath.
Absolutely, like I said, just lick the back of your hand or floss your teeth once and then have a sniff of it. If you're wanting motivation for flossing, there it is.
Flossing the teeth, yeah. It's something that we don't like doing, but it's something that we should do all the time, isn't it? flossing the
teeth.
Well,
it's like separating your fingers when you wash your hands. Do you do that? Of course you do.
Yes.
But you can't separate your teeth, so that's where floss comes in.
Who came up with 2 minutes for brushing your
2 minutes? Well, I think it was a question of what is ideal and what is doable, and I think 2 minutes is still pretty doable. And if you combine it with being mindful, you know, you can practice a 2 minute meditation while you are mindfully brushing and flossing your teeth. Hey, how about that? Multitasking, that's not a bad thing to be doing.
That's very true. All right, Dr. Ron, nice to talk to you. We'll catch you next week for our last show of the year, and we'll get your Christmas message and maybe play a Christmas song that you like to hear and do all those sort of things, okay?
I've been thinking about that song, Brent. I'll look forward to it.
Okay, thanks, Ron.
Bye.
See you next week. Bye-bye. That's Dr. Ron Ehrlich. There you go. I think it was Patricia. I hope we helped Patricia. Look, if you've got a question for Dr. Ron, you can send it to us via email. And he is an expert in holistic medicine, but also, you know, he's a dentist. He's the man you go to if you've got problems with your toothy pigs.